We're beginning today a study of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 1 and read through and study verses 1 through 5. So let's begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven, if so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a different chapter in our Bibles, but it is the same thought. It is the same thought that Paul discussed in chapter 4 in the last three verses. Paul had just said that our body decays, but as our body decays, as Christians, our spirit keeps on being renewed. Remember that he said in chapter 4, verse 16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now continue reading. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, "For," that is, because of this, "in light of this, for this reason, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved." Well, he's talking about the very thing that he mentioned back in chapter 4, verse 16. He's talking about the outward man perishing. So now, in chapter 5, he continues that same discussion. But the change, or the difference is, he's now using an illustration that is common in the Bible. And that is this: you are a spirit, and you dwell in a body. And that body is like a house. It is like a tent that you live in for a short time, and then you move out of that house, out of that tent, and you move into a different kind of house. Notice how he describes this change in chapter 5, verse 1. He says, "We know that if our earthly house," he's talking about your body, because your body is made of the ground. It is made of the dust of the earth, and so it is made from the earth. It is made for the earth. It is sustained by the earth, and so it is an earthly house. And he calls it also a tent or a tabernacle. In the King James Version, the word tabernacle means a tent. And so even today, we understand that a tent is temporary. You don't stay in a tent very long. You use it just for a short while. And so these two things describe the physical body. Your physical body is like an earthly house. It is made from the earth. The Bible says that when we die, the dust shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. And he shows that this earthly house is a very temporary place because he calls it also a tent. So the idea of a house here and the idea of a tent are mixed together because both of these terms refer to a dwelling place. And notice what he says happens to this house or this tent. He says that it will be dissolved. That means it will be destroyed. It will be demolished. That is what the word means. So we see this, or we hear about this happening around us every day because he's talking about dying. And yet how many people prepare for it? How many people know that they're going to die? See or hear about people dying every day, and sometimes even hear preachers talking about death and eternity and the judgment, or they hear other Christians talking about getting ready for the judgment, and yet how many of those people put more effort into their earthly tent or house than they do into eternity? How many of them even get ready for this moving out, as Paul speaks of it here, from this earthly house into another place? There are several interesting passages in the Bible that use this same illustration of the body being like a house or a tent that is temporary. One of them is Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 13. Notice what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 beginning. He said, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that I shortly must put off this my tabernacle." And again, the King James Version word tabernacle simply means a tent. And what is Peter saying? As long as I'm in this tent, that is in this body, I'm going to remind you of these things to stir you up. And he said in verse 14, "I know that shortly, soon, I'm going to have to put off this tent. I'm going to move out of this temporary dwelling place that he refers to as a tent or a tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me." And he's referring back to what Jesus told him in John chapter 21. But let's turn next to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and we're going to begin reading in verse 1, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 7 as he compares the physical body to a house. Now remember, that's the illustration. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." That's just the opposite of the way that many people live their lives. They say to themselves, and they tell others, that they're going to wait until they get older to think about God. But the Bible says to remember God while you're young. That's the time to think about God and to develop the habits and the patterns of serving Him. Learn to love God and learn to serve God and learn to remember God while you're young, because when you get older, it's not going to be easier. It can be harder in some ways, and that's why he's talking the way that he does here. "Remember thy Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain." What kind of evil is he talking about here? What kind of situation is he talking about that he describes as a time of darkness and gloominess in life? Well, he's talking about the sufferings that oftentimes accompany old age. And we know that because of what he's talking about in the verses that follow. In verse 3, he said, "In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble." Now notice that he likens the physical body here to a house. And he talks about the ones who keep the house, and that those keepers will tremble. That refers to the arms, and how that when the arms begin to lose strength, they start to shake or quiver or tremble. "And the strong men shall bow themselves." That refers especially to the back, and how that the back begins to bend and to bow as we get older. "And then the grinders cease because they are few." The grinders there refers to the teeth. "And those that look out of the windows be darkened." That refers to the eyes and how that the eyesight begins to fade. In verse 4, "And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low." Now notice again, he's likening the physical body to a house. He's talking about the windows, and now he's talking about the doors being shut. And that refers to a loss of hearing, because the sound of the grinding, that is the women grinding the grain out in the streets, is low. "And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird." He's having trouble sleeping. "And all the daughters of music shall be brought low." That refers to the vocal cords and how that they don't resonate like they once did. In verse 5, "Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high," that happens, it's normal with old age, "and fears shall be in the way." Fears that once weren't there, that now are a real problem and sometimes a burden in life. and the almond tree shall flourish. The almond tree bloomed with white blooms. That refers to white hair. And the grasshopper shall be a burden. Simple things in the world, like grasshoppers, are a joy and excitement to young children, but they are a burden when we begin to be old. And desire, that is the bodily desires and drives, shall fail, because man goes to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. And here he's giving the illustrations that represent evidently the circulatory system and the respiratory system in our bodies, and how that these shut down when we die. Verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. That is one of the best descriptions and one of the best discussions of this figure of the body being like a house that Paul uses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's notice some other things that he says about this house. He talks about this house being dissolved in verse 1, and then he talks about the other house. He calls it a building of God. He said, when our house that is of the earth, that is temporary, like a tent or like a house, is dissolved, we have a building of God. God made the tent that we live in, but God also makes the house that the saved will have in heaven. And the house of God here, that is made without hands, that is eternal in the heavens, is the resurrection body. That is the resurrection body that is talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Notice that he says it's made without hands, that is, without human hands. It is eternal. It's not temporary like the tent that you live in now. It never dies, it never wears out, it never needs repairing or maintaining, and it is in the heavens, not on earth. And how do Christians feel about moving out of this house? He says that we groan. Our spirit groans inside of us. The struggles of living in this tent and the trials of life cause us to want to leave. He says we groan or long for that house, that spiritual body in heaven, and we earnestly desire it. In Philippians 1, verse 23, Paul said that he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. So Paul says, while we're in this tent, this body of clay, we groan and we earnestly desire that spiritual house. And one of the reasons that we long for it is what he says in verse 4. He says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. They're burdens that we have to bear in life, and some of them to the very end. Now, Jesus helps us because he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And the Bible teaches us that we're to bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6, verse 2. But we have to carry some of these burdens until we cross over Jordan. And the heavy loads that we bear in life can cause us and should cause us to wish that we were done. So is it right? Is it normal for a Christian to want to die and go on? Yes, Paul did, and this passage says that Christians do. And notice that the Bible tells us in verse 5 that God has given us a down payment on that new house. God has given us earnest money on that new building or house. And it's the Holy Spirit in verse 5. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest, and that means a down payment, of the Spirit.